Welcome to Monday, today also being Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day. Good morning. This is Jim O'Hara with WVIK Quad Cities NPR News. It's 9:04. Police regulators in Illinois have released new proposed rules that would lower the bar for stripping police officers of their badges.
Once these rules are finalized, it will be the first time in Illinois history that police officers could be stripped of their certifications without first being convicted of a crime. Amy Thompson, an attorney with the nonprofit Impact for Equity, says it's a step in the right direction, but she says the draft rules are years overdue and don't go far enough. For example, they don't outline how complaints against officers will be reviewed to determine whether further investigation is needed.
The public is kind of left in the dark to understand this large section of consideration of decertification, what's going to happen there.
The rules are now open for public comment.
That's Ferry Anderson, Illinois Public Media News. A traffic note: beginning today, the Rock Island Arsenal Viaduct is closed between Rock Island and the Rock Island Arsenal for repairs. That runs through Friday, October 25th. WVIK Quad Cities weather: today, increasing clouds, high near 57. Overnight frost advisory, 1 to 8 a.m., low about 35. On Tuesday, sunny, windy, high of 54. And on Wednesday, widespread frost in the early morning, then sunshine and a high near 59. Coming up on Think, in the national conversation about abortion rights, the voices of actual abortion providers are often unheard. Why a healthy democracy needs compromise on complex issues. Today at noon on Think, here on WVIK.